Hey ladies, it's the PPP Podcast with your host Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. It has everything you need in female entrepreneurism. In the lounge, let me take you through my sizable risks, tremendous rewards, and greatest challenges that established my career, as well as the balance I had to initiate while still remaining poised, paid, and prosperous. Female Rang, enterprises are steadily growing all over the world, contributing to household incomes and the growth of national economies. I will walk us through the successes of the fashion, apparel, and retail industries at the highest levels. Grow with me, ladies. Without further delay, here's another amazing episode of the PPP Podcast. Hey, you guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are on episode 20. Yes, I know I've been behind, but we're getting caught back up now. Y'all, it's been crazy, okay? I'm here to tell y'all it has been drastically chaotic in my life, okay? So we're going to just talk about it. You guys know that this is a safe place for me. It's the lounge for the poised, the paid, and the prospering woman. And I'm going to be transparent all the time. I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing. Y'all know that I give y'all the raw and uncut. Like, this is my journey. This is what I see. This is what I observe. This is what I deal with. When I tell y'all, it has been crazy. It has been crazy. So first and foremost, I wanted to say welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you're new here, hello. If you've been here with me, thank you. I appreciate it. Let's keep going. Grow with me, you guys. You got to trust the process. Don't rush it, okay? One thing I will say is, right, being an entrepreneur, you have to know how to navigate and function productively in chaos. You can't crack under pressure. You cannot crack under pressure. You have to be able to function when it's chaos. Once you be able to master that, being able to work under different circumstances, hey, you're going to win. You're going to win because being an entrepreneur, it's up and down. It's rocky, you know? I can't say for everyone. You know, I always speak from my point of view. But for the most part, it's never going to be a smooth sailing ship. You're always going to have problems. There's always going to be hiccups. It's going to always be something. Something, something, something. No matter which way it come from, no matter if you can control it or you can't. You know, and I'm going to take the time out right now. And we're going to pray the serenity prayer. You guys know that that's my favorite prayer. And here we go. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and a wisdom to know the difference. Listen, if I could, I would. If everything could be sunshine and rainbows, I would be thankful. I would be so thankful. I would be so grateful. But even Cardi B, she said that, you know, being rich and famous, you know, is boring. Because, you know, she's already made it and it's like, damn, I got everything, right? So just going through the journey and going through the process, it's beautiful. That shit is amazing. It's a beautiful, beautiful experience. And I say this in the most humblest way, right? I don't have it all together. I always say that. I do not have it all together, but I'm trying to get it together. And that's the best that I have. You got to work with what you got. And that's all I got right now is the best that I have, okay? You know, you have to show up and show out with what you got going already. So I'll let you guys know. Like I said, we already know that I'm a little behind, a lot behind. I'm like 3 weeks behind on pods. However, I'm getting caught up right now. So I'm driving and it's raining. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, you got to make it happen. And that's me being transparent. I have time right now. I'm driving. So I'm going to get it done. So you guys, this episode is episode 20. And you guys, I lost like all of my staff, like literally within a week or two, within a week or two. Okay. And when I say this, right, y'all, I can't be more than one place. I can only be one place at a time. Right. So, and I've know that I have said this before on my pods that, it's raining so bad, y'all, but we're going to get through it. I know that I've said before on my pods, you know, hiring people, you're trusting someone else with your business. No one's never going to do you like you're going to do you, right? No one's going to take care of your business, your brand, whatever it is, your products. No one's going to do it like you. I don't care what no one says. If you find, you know, they have some people out here, you know, that would definitely carry your business or whatever the case may be, like it's theirs. There are people out here that will. Shout out to Adriana. However, it's so hard to find those good people. They're like needles in a haystack, especially in a time that we're in right now. We're in such a entrepreneur time in the world. And not only that, but ever since the pandemic, right, people already didn't want to work. You know, people don't want work. No one wants to work. If we all could just stay at home and do nothing and live a good life, it would be that way. It would be that. But that is not reality. But I will tell you what my reality is that I know since COVID, people don't want to work. Good workers is hard to find. Lawyer workers are hard to find. Everyone wants to be an Instagram model, a guru. Everyone wants to make $100 an hour. Like, everyone wants to keep up with the Joneses. Everyone is forgetting that this is the real world. Instagram, people are living through an app and they're wanting to do this. They want to be an influencer. Not saying you can't have those things, but you got to start somewhere. You have to. And I don't know what it is, but like, it's a lie. I'll say that. It's a lie. You know, people want, like I said, $100 an hour. That's what it is. That's what they want. I can't give you that. That is not even durable at a retail job. I don't even know what somebody paying $100 an hour and they working for somebody else. I mean, it's possible. Shit, I don't know. They might be getting paid like $50 an hour, $60 an hour. I don't know. But I've lost literally 1, 2, 3 employees and then 4 within like a 2-week span. All right, so I'm never going to list their names. The only people's names I really like speak on is like Adriana and Lauren, because they've been with me the longest and I appreciate them so much. And I say I don't appreciate the other females, but shit, they don't even last long. So we're going to name this one female. Her name is going to be the letter A. Okay, so A was working at my West Bank location. Mind you, A was working for me a few years back. Okay, you got to keep that in mind, you guys. A was working for me a few years back, and I had to let A go because A literally was just having like issues, like boyfriend issues, just like I don't know what the hell was going on with her. But you know, I was like, you know, just go ahead, you know, and we'll figure something out later. Between those years ago that she worked for me and now, she had asked me for her job like 3 times, like through social media or if she see me in store while she's shopping or whatever. You know, Miss Money, when can I get my job back? Blase, blase. And I would just kind of like brush it off, wouldn't really like respond to it. Are we not hiring at the moment? I end up like like 2 months ago, I end up losing 2 people. And I spoke on that on a pod before, right? So I was doing interviews. So, I get all my employees off of Indeed.com. So she ended up, you know, hitting me up on Instagram and was like, hey, since you're hiring, can you, you know, redo me an interview, X, Y, and Z. So she come in. She comes in on time, like 20 minutes before her interview. Mind you, excuse me, she worked for me before. So I really didn't have to train her. I just really had to put her back in the system, get all her credentials again, and so forth. So, you know, my stores are open literally 6 days out the week. So that's Tuesday through Sunday. And then Tuesday through Saturday, the hours are 11 to 7. And on Sunday, it's 12 to 6. Now, mind you, Adriana had been working at that location. And Adriana would do like half days, like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, rotating Sundays. And Adriana do 11 to 3, 4 hours each day. So she'll do 4 hours on Thursday, 4 hours on Friday, 4 hours on Saturday, and work the full day on Sunday. So this female would only be required to work, right, every other Sunday when Adriana isn't available, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then half a day, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. When I tell y'all she couldn't even do that. We open up at 11. Oh, she wants to come at 11:15. She want to get there at 11:30, 11:45, 12 o'clock. Like, what? What is going on with you? What is the issue? You're scheduled for 11. The store opens up for 11. Mind you, she come from Applebee's working another job and told me that they were paying her much less than what I was paying, right? And, you know, she's like, I'm just chilling by you, you know? I gotta rip and run, and I be sweating. Like, so you come over here, and then you give me the minimum, you know, efforts. But you go over there, and you break your back, right? And I hate to say this, but I always bring it up because it's the reality. Being a Black-owned woman business owner, it is hard. It's hard. People want you to pay them more than what they'll accept from a white-owned, Hispanic-owned, Indian-owned, Arabic-owned, Asian-owned. They don't mind what they'll give them. They could give them peanuts. They expect diamonds by the Black-owned businesses. And I don't know what it is. I don't know why. What the hell? A business is a business. I don't care the color of the owner's skin or not. But I know the reality of things. Me doing what I do is because I love what I do. But I also want females that look like me to know that it is possible. If you want to be a boss, if you want to be your own boss, you know, or if you want to, you know, just be a boss overall and, you know, just do everything, whatever the case may be, like have a staffing and everything, I want them to know that it's possible to run an efficient business. I don't have no bad customer service, you guys. We don't have no bad reviews. Little people bashing us on social media. Oh, Accessories Matter, they got bad customer service. Da-da-da-da. Nah. No. This girl was literally running my business down in the drain. And it hurt so bad because, you know what? I shouldn't have never let her come back. But being that I am who I am, I'll always be like, she might need the job. But I should have knew when she quit Applebee's and didn't give him a 2 weeks notice, it was going to be some bullshit. And she also have a bad attitude. Like, you guys, a very, very bad attitude. I don't understand how people that need you got an attitude with you. What? I didn't ask you to come get no job over here. I didn't ask you to get an interview. I didn't ask you. You asked me. So time after time, you know, I'm like, listen, you can't be coming in late. I don't tolerate tardiness. It's not a thing for me. Yeah, Dennis, I'm understanding y'all. Something might happen. Oh, this might happen. But you don't let me know at 11 o'clock or I'm becoming late. You're already fucking late. You were late at 10:55 knowing that you wasn't around the corner. You understand what I'm saying? The disrespect. I think that is so disrespectful. That's so disrespectful, especially to a person that has re-employed you after you begged them for the job. Like, what? Where's the respect? Where's the dignity? You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's pitiful. It's so pitiful how people do Black-owned businesses. And again, I can't speak for everyone. I can't. But my work environment is real chill. It's relaxed. I don't micromanage. I don't really say too much anything. You just come and do your job. I can see you and I can hear you on the cameras. My clients, they'll tell if something is not right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really know what it is that people want from me and my business when they're getting hired. That just, I don't know. It's still question mark after question mark. I don't know what it is. I really don't. So I say that to say, right? We were just going hiccup after hiccup. She's probably still with me for like maybe 2 months because she just quit. So we had an issue where she had like had a record, whatever the case may be, but ended up still coming to work on that Saturday and Sunday. So I guess she had the record like that Saturday night and came to work on Sunday. So the schedule goes out on every Monday. So come Tuesday, she's like, oh, I'm not going to be able to come to work because I got to get another car. What? You're not coming to work on a day of your work schedule? You're scheduled to work. And when were you going to tell me you had a wreck? You came to work on Sunday and didn't tell me. I didn't know. But because you wrecked someone else's car, whatever the case may be, whatever damn lie she probably made up, I don't know. But, you know, I was understanding. We had the conversation. And I'm like, listen, if you can't come to work, listen, just turn in the key for me. And, you know, you could get it together afterwards. Like, you could come out. I'll see about letting you come back. Because I'm not a person that believe in leaving on a bad note or separate on a bad note. You know, it is what it is. You're not going to be working for me forever. It's not what you do. It's how you do it. So I'm just like, you know, go take care of your business. Let you try to take care of with the car, but just turn in my keys. So she come into work and she's crying. I need my job. I love working here. But you're not showing it. You're late every week. Every other day it's something. You got an accident. You got a flat tire. Oh, you sick. Oh, this happened this morning. Oh, you overslept. Like, where is the responsibility at? You're irresponsible. 23 years old and irresponsible. That is such a horrible trait to pick up. Just being irresponsible. Then, you know, like, going from job to job. Like, I don't even understand how young people do that. Because I had the same job from the age of 15 to, like, I want to say 19. I had the same job. I only had a few jobs. You understand what I'm saying? So it's just like, just working a job 2 months, going to another job 2 months. Like, that is a lie. That's a lie. But, you know, it's convenient for them, I guess. Whatever the case may be, so be it. So she had them came in crying, and I'm listening. I'm like, well, you don't have no response for why you always late. You don't have a response for all these excuses. In my mind, I think you got bad energy, bad luck. And I don't need that over here. This is an establishment. And I don't need you having an attitude with me nor my clients, because she always will get an attitude with me. Always, right? But as soon as I get an attitude back, oh, it's a problem. Oh, but you have an attitude all day. What? Find somebody else to play with. And that's why I always say, like, as a black business owner, you know, it's like, it's just a lie. They trying me. They pushing me. And it's just like, I'm still a woman. Like, I'm a woman before I'm anything. I'm a woman. Stop playing with me. Stop getting an attitude. Stop talking to me crazy. Because, hey, I am a regular woman. Just like you. And I make that very clear to anyone. I don't disrespect nobody, so don't disrespect me. I don't raise my voice at anyone, so don't raise your voice at me. I don't have no attitude, so don't have an attitude with me. Check yourself before I check you. And see, when you got to get to that point, then it's like, it's time for you to go. And I should have been kind of like, you know, letting her go, pushing out the door slowly. But it's like me, I have such a guard. When I was ready to kind of like let her go, she crying. I need my job. All right. Cool. You need your job. I'm letting you stay. So be it. Come to work. Do your job. X, Y, and Z. So this girl ended up getting sick. Like a few days ago. Like, you know. And well, not a few days ago. But like during this week right here. She like. Woke up like on. She came to work on Tuesday and Wednesday. Oh, I got a nasty cough and a sore throat. So she go to the hospital. I'm like, okay, cool. Send me your doctor's note or whatever. So she get discharged. She sent me the doctor's note. I'm like, so you're not going to be able to come in on Thursday, but can you come in on Friday? She like, yeah, I'll be back on Friday, whatever the case may be. No, I'm sorry. She didn't say, yeah. She was silly because she got discharged like super, super late in the morning on Thursday. So I let her kind of rest all day on Thursday. So Friday come, I texted that morning. I'm like, good morning. I hope it's all as well. Like, what did they say was wrong with you? I'm like, you coming in for three, right? So I didn't text back. Mind you, this girl go, I was already a day or two without texting me back. I wasn't around my phone. She ended up turning her key in until Adriana. The day of her shift. She had to come in for three. She turned her key at like 1:30 or 1 o'clock. And it's just like, okay, I see how you plan it. Like, after you beg me for your job, I give you back your job. You got so much of shit going on. And then you just turn your key without a 2 weeks notice. But But God don't like ugly. God said I ain't look low. And karma is a thing. So I was telling, you know, like, myself and, like, my, you know, my friends, I was kind of talking about what happens, you know, because I was like, this should be stressing me out. It got me in a bind because I'm not, I can't be so many places at one time, right? So once she did that, I'm just super stressed out because I'm like, what the hell? Like, I don't have nobody to cover these days. And I was like, I'm going to see her again. I'm either see her out or she's going to come in the store when I'm there. And y'all, sure enough, the girl came in the store like a few days later, like the next week. And I was like, honestly, I'm being totally honest with you guys. And some people might feel like I'm wrong, but I told her she don't have to shop me. I'm like, I don't want your money. Like, go somewhere else because I don't want you really in here. We're going to be totally honest. Like, all money is not good money, y'all. But what I know is she's going to shop with me and she's going to work somewhere else and going to spend her money with me. Cool. You got that. Thank you for your time. I wish you nothing the best. You know, because I asked, I was like, what was your purpose of just quitting? What was your purpose of coming back, doing all that crying and shit you did in front of me? I said, you a good actor. I said, and then you just quit. I said, you tell Adriana, oh, I didn't respond to a text, so that's why. Like, nah. If you were scheduled to come in, just come in. Like, that's it. But you was already in a mood to quit anyway. You was already wanting to quit. So a lot of people can't have an easy job. A lot of people need to be working hard. They need to be breaking their back. Dropping fries, working in the sun, throwing shit. Just doing a real, excuse me, tough job. That's what some people need. Me personally, I like chill. I like to just chill, relax, and every day. Some people can't handle it. But later in life, they gonna appreciate, or well, real regret it, but appreciate simple jobs. Easy jobs, easy money. Right now, okay, maybe she's young, she's irresponsible, but you're too old. 23, may God be with you. And that's why I say, I wish you nothing the best. You told me she had an interview or whatever the case may be. And I'm just like, okay, fine, perfect. I get it. But it's not what you do, it's how you do it. And I'm like, that's not cute. It's not professional. It's not a good look. I said, because you're not going to have no reference. And nobody's going to want to hire you. Because you can't keep a job. Especially if you got your resume set away, your job type, like now you have like your actual times at these jobs. Who's gonna wanna hire you there? No one. And like, I'm not gonna lie, I said it before, it hurt my feelings. That shit put me in a bind. It put me in a bind. So the moral of this one is, do not rehire people that have previously worked for you. Especially if you had to let them go. If you had to let them go, hey, you gotta, the red flags, you gotta see them and you gotta keep them. You gotta be like, this is what it is. Don't try and repaint a picture because a person will literally try to sabotage you and your business. You and your business. You guys, I worked too hard. And I'm coming up on 6 years in brick and mortar. I'm already 6 years in business, like my LLC, right? But come October, I'll be 6 years with my first location. And I worked too hard for me to let someone else come in and run it through the ground. Run it through the motherfucking ground. How and why? It's actually quite disgusting. So, like I said, the message today in this pod is don't rehire your old employees. And when you see people doing things, stop giving them a pass. If they're coming in late, or they having attitudes, or they having poor customer service, and you see the red flags early, get them out the door immediately. Don't wait until they walk out on you. Because that's exactly what she did. I let you come back. You show me that time after time, she don't want this job. She don't want this job. And then just walk out on me right before Essence Fest. 4th of July, a busy time. Damn. All the money I lost because she did what she did, how she did it. So I'm telling you, for the future, you guys, do not rehire people. Do not rehire people that have worked with you in advance. Don't do it. And when they show you their true colors and signs. But leave them. Don't try to repaint them. Like, all these people are doing is making me a more sterner boss, a more sterner manager. Like, I'm about to be on people's ass. I have to, because when I'm too nice, they take advantage of that. And that's not fair. It's not fair. It's not appreciated. I don't want to be a bitch to my staff. But now I got to become that. Because when I'm nice, they can't accept it. They don't appreciate it. So, I'm praying for all my local and small business owners, even big corporations, but they have money to replace people like robots in place. But if you can't keep staff, I'm praying for you. I know that it is hard right now. And we're going to work through this. And we're going to get through this time. Because all people are doing is just getting jobs quitting. They don't really want to work. So I'll say this, y'all. Y'all pray for me that I find some staff that actually wants to stay and get this easy money, because it's easy money. You're not doing nothing hard. Sweeping, you might mop every now and again, cleaning windows and glass cases, mirrors and glass cases, and putting out inventory and checking out customers. Shit. It can't get no easier than that. A 10-year-old could do it. A 10-year-old could do it, okay? So, till next time, you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of my rant, because this was more of a rant. I went on a rant on a pod, episode 20. It was a rant. Don't rehire previous employees. You've just listened to another episode of the PPP Podcast with Money, the lounge for the poised, paid, and prospering woman. The PPP Podcast was recorded live in a studio with final editing before uploading. Subscribe today to the PPP Podcast for more incredible content. Don't miss the next episode of the PPP Podcast with Money on all mainstreaming platforms.